This is IGN.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
This is IGN. Amnesia, The Bunker Review by Leanna Hafer. Amnesia, The Dark Descent changed the face of horror games 13 years ago. In 2020's Amnesia Rebirth seemed to bring the story seeds it planted to a bone-chilling and climactic final bloom. So Amnesia the Bunker, a smaller and more self-contained chapter, has its work cut out for it in getting me excited about this frightening franchise again. And while a lot of the fundamentals of its stealth and exploration have stayed the same as they were when I woke up as Daniel more than a decade ago, this gloomy, open-ended cat-and-mouse thriller proves you can teach an old hellbeast some new tricks. Set in a dim, doomed World War I bunker in 1916, we take on the role of a French soldier who was wounded in battle and wakes to find the exits destroyed and nearly all of his comrades and arms slaughtered by something lurking in the dark. The first and biggest shakeup to the usual amnesia routine is that the entire bunker, which feels bigger than it looks on paper, is available to explore from fairly early on. Similar to Metroid or Resident Evil, you'll have to track down a small arsenal of tools to access certain areas and progress the story, but you're given very little direction in terms of where to go next. This helps to build tension because every expedition out of the lamp-lit central safe room is a drain on your very limited resources, and probably your resolve, too. Whereas most enemies in other Amnesia games are scripted to patrol a specific area in a specific way, the bunker takes a refreshing page out of Alien Isolation's book and features a single, ever-present threat called the Stalker that lives behind the walls and above the ceiling of your concrete prison. It's attracted to noise, which can be anything from running to firing off a weapon to using your hand-cranked flashlight. The fact that its behavior is somewhat unpredictable dials up the dread and adds some much-needed dynamism. And you'll know when you've gotten its attention by scraping and growling that use effective sound design to further fuel your paranoia. Amnesia made a name for itself as a horror game with no weapons, so it seemed odd to me at first that the bunker hands you a pistol and even sometimes grenades. But the joke was really on me, as these can, at best, make the stalker leave you alone for a few minutes. Munitions are situationally useful, but ultimately end up making the foe even scarier. After all, what's worse, a monster you can't fight at all, or one you've seen can take a bullet to the face and merely get a bit annoyed? Where this beastie failed to impress me, though, was its AI. The alien in isolation would slowly learn more about you the more times you encountered it, especially if you had a go-to strategy like hiding in lockers. The stalker, sadly, doesn't seem nearly as savvy. On the default difficulty, in almost all cases, I could simply crouch under a table and it would never find me, even if I was practically breathing on its ankles. Figuring that out deflates a good bit of the tension the bunker worked so hard to build. Luckily, it has another clever way of making you sweat even if you're an expert at hiding. See, the whole bunker is powered by a central generator that guzzles down fuel like a thirsty elephant, and there are only so many refills available on the whole map. You can explore without the lights on, but it's very bad. The stalker is free to roam the halls in the darkness, whereas it would normally stay in its tunnels until it detects you. Worse, your only reusable source of light is that stupid flashlight that makes a bunch of noise and alerts it to your position. What this means is every trip into the far corners of the bunker comes with a sense of urgency and purpose, embodied by a pocket watch you can sync up to the amount of remaining fuel to know how much time you have before lights out. If you choose to hide every time the stalker is around, you'll be burning a precious resource, as it can sometimes take a minute or two for it to stop patrolling and go back into the tunnels. This is definitely the bunker's most effective new trick for making me feel the way the first Amnesia did all over again. I can't say Amnesia is still a groundbreaking horror franchise like it was at the beginning. The larger story it was building has already been played out with Rebirth. But Amnesia the Bunker proves that smaller, anthology-style episodes within its universe can still bring the tension and the scares. And Frictional's bag of tricks is far from exhausted when it comes to getting our hearts pounding and making us carefully consider how to use the limited tools available to us. It's not an unmissable experience, but as an Amnesia fan, it definitely sated my appetite for some gut-churning horror and moody, bleak storytelling. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Amnesia the Bunker, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.